And they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is Trinity Sunday, and it is our opportunity to give praise to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. And we have beautiful ways of doing this in the context of our worship, and we'll see these Trinitarian forms of worship flow out of the Book of Common Prayer. We see it especially today in the way that we recite the Creed, where we give God the Father the honor as the creator of all things, visible and invisible, and the one who has given us our life. And so today is our opportunity to praise the Father, glorify his holy name, worship him and adore him, and give him our love, our inmost heart's love, our adoration and worship, for the one who, out of the abundance of his love, has brought us into being. And so we are a religion that worships the Creator God, the God who has made all things, and we worship and adore the Father. We also have opportunity today to give our love, our worship and adoration to the Son, the one who is the express image of the Father, the one who is ever begotten of the Father, who is light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made. We praise and worship the one who, out of tender love for us, came down from highest heaven and humbled himself to become one of us, and then even humbled himself to the death of the cross, who, as man, died for our sake, rose again from the dead, and ascended into glory. And so we worship the God-man, Jesus Christ, this morning, the Son of God, who is our Lord Jesus Christ. We give him honor and glory. So today on Trinity Sunday, we honor, bless, and adore the Son. We also worship and adore the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, the one who is the sanctifier, the one who has taken up residence in our hearts from the day of our baptism, and our faith in him has made of our bodies a temple of the Holy Spirit. And so he indwells us now and sanctifies our life. He is the one that is bringing everything to a beautiful conclusion, as all things are ordered together for good for us who love God. So today we worship, adore, and bless God, the Holy Spirit, and we pour out our love for him, the one who is ever loving us. If ever we see something that is true, that is noble, that is beautiful, that takes our breath away, that makes us sing of love and understand the deepest mysteries of reality, that is God, the Holy Spirit, in our life. And so we praise and adore God, the Holy Spirit, who loves us. If you look in the Book of Common Prayer at page 10, you'll see a beautiful song of love for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in the Te Deum. This is said in morning prayer on days on the calendar that are white or red, celebratory days. And it is an extended Gloria Patri, glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. And you'll see in the first paragraph, or the first section, the praise of God, whom we acknowledge to be the Lord. We worship the Father everlasting, the one whom the angels cry out, the seraphic hymn of adoration, the Trisagion, or the Sanctus, holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth. Heaven and earth are full of the majesty of thy glory. So we see the praise to the Father, who is the Father of an infinite majesty, thine adorable, true, and only Son, also the Holy Ghost, the Comforter. So in the second phrase, Thou art the King of Glory, O Christ, we see a hymn of praise. It's to the Holy Trinity, but here we see the praise of the Son, the one who is the everlasting Son of the Father, who took us upon himself to deliver us by humbling himself to be born of a virgin. And so we see the praise of the Son. And then we see in the third paragraph, O Lord, save thy people and bless thine heritage. Here we might see a hidden praise and glorification of God, the Holy Spirit, and to praise him, the one who is bringing the merits of Christ, his saving work, into our lives and completing the work of salvation in us. And so the Te Deum itself is a daily hymn of praise on those celebratory days of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then, of course, in our faith, when we gather for the Holy Communion, we say the Creed, which is a praise to God the Father, the Creator, God the Son, the Redeemer, God the Holy Ghost, the Sanctifier. And we'll see also in the construction of our Holy Communion service, a Trinitarian form, which is the ground of our prayer life, and which forms our hearts in proper adoration of the God who is. The God who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. If you look at page 80, at what we call the Canon of the Mass, page 80 begins with the praise of the Father. All glory be to thee, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father. And again, a deep mystery that we can call the Almighty One, the One who is the source of all power and might, and we can call Him our Abba, our Father. For that thou of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ. So we praise the Father for the gift of the Son, and then we have a remembrance of that which Jesus did for our sake, His one complete sacrifice for sins once offered. We remember the words of institution from the Last Supper. And if you see the oblation at the bottom of page 80, wherefore, O Lord and Heavenly Father, according to the institution of thy dearly beloved Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, we thy humble servants do celebrate and make here before thy divine majesty. And we remember, what do we remember? Having in remembrance his blessed passion, means his suffering, his precious death, his mighty resurrection, glorious ascension, rendering unto thee most hearty thanks for the innumerable benefits procured unto us by the same. We see here at the very heart of the Mass, every time that, at the very heart of the Mass, the pulse and of the worship of the Church, to praise the Father, the Son, and then the Holy Ghost with the invocation. And we most humbly beseech thee, O merciful Father, to hear us, and of thy almighty goodness vouchsafe to bless and sanctify with thy word and Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Sanctifier. So again, we see the Trinitarian faith expressed in the Canon of the Mass, as we come to worship and adore the Lord of glory, who has created us, who has redeemed us, who is now sanctifying us. So may our worship be complete this morning with our adoration of God the Father, our adoration of God the Son, our adoration of God the Holy Spirit, who live together, one God, a world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.